What's up, everybody? Welcome to Kramer and Jess Uncensored. I don't even know what number this is anymore. It doesn't matter anymore. If you're new to the podcast, I feel like we're on air for some reason, but we're not. Let's do a double check. Dude, there's so much going on this morning. Plus, I'm on a new medication, so my brain is just, I don't know if it's time changed. Jess and I were joking this morning about, my brain's not working right, so it's like, let's play a game where Jess asks me tricky questions where I'll slip on the air and say wild and wacky things.
See what happens.
Bro, but this is the place. This is the place that's going to happen right here. If you're new to the Uncensored podcast, though, Jess needs to give you the fair warning before we get into this. And that is what, Jessica?
Yeah, so Uncensored is definitely not like the regular show. Uncensored is kind of like the close friends feature on Instagram, how you are very particular on who you share everything with. And that's kind of what we think about you if you're listening. So, but this is your warning now. Jokes is not on here.
No.
You know, no, so just come, FYI, very, very uncensored.
It's the wrong show. It's raw over here. We say cuss words. Jess, what's your favorite cuss word?
Probably fuck.
I fuck.
No, literally. Like, it is. It is my favorite cuss word.
It's a solid one. We also stream the show live on YouTube around 10 Eastern. If you ever want to find us, we're Kramer and Jess over there. Hi, friends. Tina's on. What's up, Bethany? Hi, good morning. What's up, Isabel? We have a guest today we're going to get right into. We have a local friend that's got a video that's got
insane story.
14 million views right now just on her own Instagram. So let's get her on. This is Tori. What's up, Tori?
Hi, guys. Hi. What's going on?
Good morning.
Hi, Tori.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on. Tori, if you can't tell by the accent, is not from here specifically. Let's see if we can name the accent. It's not Baltimore. It's not West Virginia either. What is the accent? Is it?
It's Philly.
It's very Philly.
It's Philly.
It's very Philly. Yeah.
I wasn't gonna play because I already knew the answer. Yeah. I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure what we were doing. we know the answer.
It's definitely not
this
Baltimore.
Is like, I'm gonna be fair and not answer.
Yeah.
Wait, you're from Philly originally?
Yeah, like Philly suburbs. Suburbs is where I grew up. Conshohocken is actually the name of the town.
it's very Philly. In case you don't know Tori, Tori Yorgi is a reporter, just reporter, by the way. I tried to give her a really fancy title for BAL, but she only wanted to stick with reporter.
That's what, bro? What is your? Are you jealous? Do you wish you were a reporter? Because it's giving jealousy.
I've got TV
because
friends,
reporter like, is actually a really big deal. I think being a reporter is extremely hard. They have to do everything themselves and be on camera. That's wild.
But a lot of times it's like field, like executive field reporter Tori Yorgi. Oh.
This girl literally you know what I mean? risked her life as a reporter, and you're telling me that's not enough for you?
Can we just call you executive field reporter? Can we? I mean, like,
me as an MMJ. That's a multimedia journalist, which is what I was in West Virginia. So maybe that's a little fancier for you, Kramer. But the reporter, we have a photographer with us, like a photojournalist with us. At all times.
There it is.
After that incident, I was like, all right.
I
got someone with me now, at least.
Yeah, girl. My goodness.
I was by myself for 3 years when I was working in West Virginia.
So this is an upgrade then. This is
an upgrade, yeah.
Welcome to the big time. Welcome to the big time in Baltimore.
Feels good to be here.
So this is a crazy story. And like watching the video again this morning, I'm like, yo, this is... Like the whole thing, I can't. First off, are you okay before we get into this? 100%.
Yeah, I think so. Listen, I am such a clumsy person. I always say, like, that's not going to be the thing that breaks me. I've fallen so much in my life that I can blame everything on that, like the back pain I'll eventually feel. But we really know it's just going to be because I'm old at that point. And I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
I think all of us feel that so hard. You're like, I have fallen deeper in other ways in my life.
Okay. maybe all the falls I took were, that was the training for my body to, you know, brace that impact.
Because like your reaction, the other guy's reaction, like none of this seems normal to me. Now, just a little backstory. I had a head trauma like a year and a half ago, and I'm still not quite right from it. So I already have like trauma from this going into it. So I'm like, I just don't know how everyone handled the situation so gracefully, because like this is so bizarre.
It's insane. Insane what you went through, honestly.
Yeah. America loves when TV reporters fuck up. We love it. I don't know why we love it, but like we love when y'all have some kind of fuck up, and it brings us so much joy. So for you to go through this, all right, so Seth, before we play this clip, and if you're listening to the podcast right now, we really recommend you go watch this video. You can obviously go to Tori's Instagram. She's got it posted on there. You can go watch the live the video version of this podcast. You can go search us out. We'll have it posted over here too. But set the scene for us, because obviously you're going to want to see this go down, because the audio is going to be good, but the video of it's going to be obviously something as well. So set the scene. When is this and what's happening before we play this video?
Yeah. Okay. So this is West Virginia. You know, where chickens cross the roads. I did love my time down there though. So I was in MMJ, as I mentioned. I was by myself, no photographer. It was just me. I went to a water main break because I was on weather coverage, but there was nothing happening on the road. So the roads were like maybe a little wet, maybe, but there was no ice, no snow, no nothing. So I said, okay, at least if I had the water main break behind me, that's something visual I can show. And that's kind of weather related. And ironically, I have lived in this apartment complex where this happened for 2 whole years prior to this. I knew exactly where I was standing. I knew exactly where I was going. It was a hill coming down out of the complex, and my news car was parked like 10 feet in front of me. So, you know, on the hill. Mm-hmm. And then I went down to the bottom where the curb starts to like kind of curve into the street, but I wasn't in the street. I was on the apartment complex property. Mm-hmm. I was on the pavement, but I put my camera on the grass and,
So wait, you were by yourself. You didn't have anybody with you?
No.
Oh my God. Tori.
I know. I even asked, listen, I could count on two hands how many times I had a photographer down there. That's what I signed up for though. That's like, you know, everyone gets all mad. I'm like, that's what I signed up for. I signed up to be an MMJ.
Yeah.
It's like being a firefighter and getting mad when you got to go in a burning building. Like, this is what I signed up for.
This is a big story too, probably, right? In West Virginia, this is like...
God, I love you. I love you. You're like, I fucking do this. This is what I do.
This is your world series, you know?
It was nothing new.
And yeah.
It was 2 days before I was about to be done there. So, I didn't think anything happened, but I was on a water main break.
2 days before you were about to leave.
Yes, this was Wednesday night. My last day was Friday.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Okay. So you take us to this actual moment. So you're down here, you're set up, and I don't know TV that well. So they're like, okay, so you obviously, you have a guy, what is his name that's in the studio?
Tim.
So
could not see me. Yeah.
So we have to point that out too. Tim can't see what's happening.
Oh wait.
To you.
I didn't know that. So when you guys are doing off location, the other anchor in house actually can't see you. It's just audio.
He can only hear. He would have to, like, the way I'm looking at the camera right now, he would have to go like this to see the camera, what's on TV.
Okay.
You don't see that when you're tossing, because you want to obviously make it look like, you know, you're looking at each other.
I didn't know that. I did not know that.
He just heard me. He literally just heard me say I got hit by a car.
Oh, my God.
And then he looked at the screen and I wasn't in it. So that's why his reaction, it's not that he didn't, he's a great guy. I mean, he's wonderful.
But he doesn't act like it.
Okay, wait. So that's, okay, that is information that is good to know, because I had no idea. So now you're set up, your camera's out. This is late night? Is this late night?
Yeah.
Late night, so it's dark. Okay.
Yeah, it's dark. Okay, so now here goes Tori. And and by the way, how long have you been on TV at this point? Like, how long into your career are you?
At this point, a little over 6 years.
Okay, 6 years into her career. She's a seasoned TV reporter. A few days before she's about to leave.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kramer. I was 3 years at that point. That was 3 years.
Three years into.
That's still early.
And here she goes into her water break story. Here we go. Look at this.
And now we're starting to experience, unfortunately, in freeze-thaw, we see this, water main breaks. I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's first for you on TV, Jory.
We're all good. I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's live TV for you. It's all good. I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that.
Wow.
I am so glad I'm okay.
Yeah.
You're okay. You're okay. We're all good.
No.
This is, you know what? It's one
sure
woman
you're
band.
Okay,
oh,
we're
my good. God.
Man,
sure okay?
You are so sweet, and you are okay. It is all good. You know, oh, Lord.
So you...
You know, it's my last week on the job, and I think this would happen.
So you were
specifically
bumped in,
to me, Tim.
Were you bumped down low, Tori, or were you hit up high?
I oh, my really God. Not Tim. Not Tim.
Tim can't tell. Poor Tim.
I don't even...
Tim can't see anything.
I was bumped down low or up high, sir.
I just saw you disappear.
I don't even know. I don't even know, Tim. My whole life just flashed before my eyes.
Oh, my God.
But this is live TV, and everything's okay. I thought I was in a safe spot, but clearly, we might need to move the camera over a bit.
Yeah.
So let me do that while I'm thinking
you're in,
of it.
Now, just to set you stage
you
for
know?
You, once again, Tori's in an area right now where there's been a water main break, so there are emergency vehicles around there.
Tim, like, I don't know what to say
what
right now.
Seen
I'm just going to talk.
Kind of situations are in, when emergency vehicles are around, there's a lot of confusion from people about drivers about where to go. So it's possible
people
that's
get
what
distracted
happened there.
He's so calm.
Wow. Wow.
Tori,
wow.
Holy fuck. Oh, yeah. My God. Oh, yeah. My God. The way you just get up and you're like, we're good. We
well, what do you do?
How,
I mean, like,
dude, how you
mix how, adrenaline and shock.
No,
you
for
do?
Real. Like, how you did not cuss. Like, I would have been crying. I would have cussed. I would have been freaking the fuck out. And you literally were just like, everything's fine. You're okay. Don't worry about it. Like, holy fuck.
So.
A fucking
so
warrior.
What?
Like, oh my God!
Describe what actually happened, and that we couldn't see. Like, what actually did happen?
Yeah, it was so. All right, I try and explain this to everybody. I don't know how she hit me. I really don't. Because
yeah, what? There's a light there, dude.
So when you're coming out of a complex, any complex, and you're making a left-hand turn, if you don't go, I'm all the way to her left. Like, I am up against the curb. And she cut that so tight. And it's like, if another car was coming in, they would have collided. Like, I don't know why she didn't just stay down the middle and go, but I don't place, but it, like, there was a lot of action. Like, there was emergency people or whatever, crews there for the water main break. So that might have been distracting to her or whatnot. But, like, everyone's like, that's why you don't stand in the middle of the road. Like, I wasn't. I know where I was standing. I lived there. I even asked the guy with the crew. I said, you think I'm all right here, man? He's like, yeah. I'm like, all right, bet. We're good.
Yeah.
And then literally, you know what's crazier is that reporters have to wait like 10 whole minutes before they go on air in their spot. I was in that spot for like 10 whole minutes.
With a giant ass
light. When the air came on, that's what happened.
No, literally, like, if you're not on the live with us right now and you didn't see the video, she has the brightest fucking light. Also, you're you said, there's a crew behind you. So, like, there's more people. So the fact that you got hit and she didn't see
Wait,
you.
Can we just watch it one more? Just one more. Just the first part one more time. Just one more.
And
just,
now we're starting to experience, unfortunately, in freeze thaw. We see this water main breaks.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. Are you okay for you as a, just as a person? Are you, I mean, clearly with your job, it's very difficult. And like, you constantly are in highs and lows of emotions, depending on whatever you're talking about and the story that you're reporting on. Right. And I think like that within itself, there's only certain kind of people that can be reporters, and like being able to like just go back and forth like that already is a skill. But like, are you just already the kind of person where do you get more calm in like scary situations? Because I felt like that's like it's like you almost were trying to make sure the driver was okay because she was freaking out while balancing you being professionally on air. Like, how was that happening? Is that just who you are?
Thank you. It's funny you say that because I'm a really dramatic person.
Because I'm imagining Jess doing that. Like,
no,
Jess,
I would have been in, girl. I would have been in fucking
tears. No, I'm
going to
tell you what, Jess. Give yourself more credit, because here's the thing. When I get hurt physically, like for some reason, something comes over me and I'm like, okay, I'm fine. I got to just power through. And that's why I said I got hit by the car in college. I really did. But I think in my brain, I said, all right, I've been through this before.
Yeah.
Everything's fine. But yeah, so I do think I do better in like crazy pressure situations.
Crisis.
A natural thing for me. But I don't know why, because I'm so dramatic in every other type of, it's like any other situation in life. Yeah,
I'm surprised that Philly didn't come out. And I'm surprised you didn't want a Philly and just be like, what the fuck? Like, you know, I'm surprised it didn't come out of you a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I know. I'm really grateful, you know, it didn't.
No. Do you think it would have been different? Because I'm assuming, obviously, we don't see the woman, but I'm just basing this off of your reaction, that she was more sympathetic and, like, felt sorry versus her being like, get the fuck out of the way. Like, yeah, she was more concerned about you.
If you, like, really listen to it, too, you can hear her say, I am so sorry. And I, honestly, if she stood in front of my face today, I wouldn't know her.
Yeah.
Wait, did she? So wait.
She drove off, pretty quick.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
But it's, I said I was okay.
Okay.
She got out. She stopped. She checked, and I was like, I'm good. Just
okay. Yeah. I was gonna ask, like, what that exchange was between you guys. Like, was there like
what we saw on camera? That was it.
It was, yeah, like before my live shot even ended, she was gone. Because I still went on to do the report.
What? Stayed on after that? You still stayed on?
Yeah.
Okay, wait. How was Tim after he finally saw the footage of you getting hit?
Not well. Tim, I'm not even kidding you. Tim was like a dad to me down there.
Yeah.
He still is. And he was like, oh my God. Like, he called me as soon as he got a commercial break. And he's like, Tori. Like, oh my God. I'm like, I'm good, man. It's all good.
Now that I know, because in my mind, I've always assumed that you guys can see each other. Now that I know that you don't, my whole world has changed. fact that Tim is like, so were you hit in the upper or lower part of you are fucking on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
But now it makes sense. Now he's just like, wait, what's happening? I don't know what's going on.
It'd be me and you, Jess. Can you imagine if like you hit
by
a car?
And you can't see me. And you're like, Jess, what the fuck? Like, where are you? That's how you know.
I know. I've been quit being dramatic.
Yeah.
Get up.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Poor Tim. Wait, that is so scary.
I wish we had Tim on today. We should set this up to have Tim on as
poor
well.
Poor Tim.
Yeah. Tim's two cents
Tim's
on this
great.
Whole situation.
I mean, it was fine. I got the afterwards. I don't even know how it blew up this time around. Like, I guess a whole new, like.
Yeah, it's got like a second life now.
I don't get it. I mean, I've posted it before on its anniversary.
Yeah.
But for some reason this year. Now, granted, though, I didn't post it on Instagram. Maybe that was where
it popped back off.
Platform I didn't post it on.
Because I was curious. Okay, because this happened 3 years ago, right?
Yeah.
So this happened 3 years ago, and then just as of late, out of nowhere, your stuff started like to blow up again.
Yeah. I posted it on I posted it on the anniversary, which was like January 21st, I think.
Mm.
And then like a couple hundred people saw it like normal. And then we went about our day and it was fine. Everyone got a laugh, whatever, like my friends and family. And then for some reason, like, I want to say 3 weeks after that or 4 weeks after that, it just like blew up. Like, I mean, I don't know who shared it. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah. Wait, I have a question too. You in here, you said this happened to me in college. What is that story?
That one was a Penn State. I was and honestly, I feel like every kid at Penn State has probably had an interaction with the vehicle.
Oh God.
There's so many kids walking and it's all like
not Penn State.
Everyone's getting hit by a car.
Listen,
though, they're all probably drinking anyway. They might not even remember it. I remember mine though.
Oh.
I was not drinking at all. And I was walking home from, I actually was at the library, which was rare for me at late at night.
Tori, actually doing what you're supposed to be doing.
I was not like a great student at all. So this was rare. And it was almost like God's like, so you shouldn't be even doing that. That's not you. But I'm walking home on the sidewalk and this dude rolled a stop. Penn State has alleyways.
Yeah.
He was coming out the alleyway and he rolled the stop. He pushed me, but I didn't fall. So it wasn't like anything
like what you experienced
as significant as this. Like got out. He was, I remember him like, oh my God. I'm like, dude, just go. I'll never go to the library again.
This is a sign.
I promise. I'll never study.
I'm done. just going home.
Wait. Oh my God.
Celia, wait. Celia on is watching on YouTube. Celia, are you Penn State as well? Celia's got a lot to say about Penn State. Seems like sounds like it's a Penn State thing over here. Wow.
I'm in shock. I'm so shook.
This video, though, so obviously this video goes viral. 14 million views as of this morning. What is that like to have a video go? We don't have a video that viral. We may have one. Do we have a video that viral? I don't think so.
You've got one that's got a couple million. Engagement, that I think honestly, I don't think that went over like three. Thank you. It didn't go over three, maybe like 3 to 4
You got to get hit by a car.
And that like randomly got like put on TV, but like 14 million people. Yeah, like what is that? What does that feel? Like,
yeah, is that like overwhelming to like,
yeah, it's overwhelming. And you know what, like I remember when it was happening too, it went on for like 2 weeks, man. Yeah. it was weird. Usually it's like a quick thing, and even still I got people liking the reel, but there was like at one point every time I opened Instagram it was 100+ notifications. Yeah. And I couldn't see anybody, like someone I knew was liking something or comment, like couldn't say it. Didn't know because it was like overwhelming. And then I was saying to myself, this is ridiculous. Cause every time I watch my Apple Watch, I had to take it off because it kept blowing up.
Sure.
Was it weird seeing yourself everywhere? Cause also I'm assuming like when it first happened, you were like on the Today Show, you're getting interviewed by every single person. Like, was it weird to be seeing it like that?
That was kind of cool. I mean, that was fun. I was like, you know, I checked in with my Pittsburgh boss at the time before I started there. And I said, you know, you care if I do these interviews? And he said no. And so I was like, all right, I'm going on tour. I'm going to tour you on tour. We're going.
Yeah.
And then you know, I was just like having fun with it. And then I ended up going on Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, you went on Ellen?
I didn't know you were on Ellen.
I sure did. Wow. Yes.
What was that like?
It was her farewell season. She gave me a bottle of Ellen farewell tequila. Wow. I was like, I'm never drinking this in my life. This is like, oh my God, it's her farewell season. I got to keep this forever.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
What's Ellen like?
She was cool. I mean, I only talked with her when we were like, when I went out there to do the segment because I really think that, you know, looking back, I think the issue was it was still COVID.
Okay.
I had to get tested 3 different times.
Wow. Like, no joke.
To get on there, and then, you know, what killed me is Mark Wahlberg was in the building.
Really?
He had literally just like sat in the chair I was going to get put in. I was like, yo, would it be weird if I like sniffed this thing? Like, I'm like, this is so cool. Like, it's Mark Wahlberg.
Tori, my God.
But because it's COVID.
You're on the wrong side of media. You're right. You should have been on the radio, bro. You're funny.
Oh my God.
Yeah. You're on the wrong side.
I know.
Side.
Yeah, it was crazy. That was cool. And then she gave me a trip to Turks and Caicos.
What? She gave you a trip? Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, she did give me a trip to Turks and Caicos.
Okay, wait. Okay, this is so cool. Were those like the biggest things that you got from like Tori going on tour? Or like what were like the craziest things?
No money.
Okay.
No money.
What? No one gave you money?
No, I think I did have one like London station say they would pay me, and I felt real weird. I was like, it's okay.
I'm good.
Like, is this a scam? Yeah, this is a scam.
Like, I'm not, oh my God. But the one guy I interviewed that was on a British TV news, it was the British news. I forget which affiliate, but he's like, you're really not going to sue. Don't all Americans sue? And I was like, no, I'm really not suing, dude. But yes, all Americans do usually.
I was going to ask that question. Wow. I'm kind of surprised. I would think maybe you would at least consider like if you, cause you weren't, there was no damages at all. Like you weren't hurt by anything from.
No, I mean, I did, my legs hurt like a little bit for a few days after. My cousin who's a chiropractor told me like a year or two ago that she thinks it did do something to like maybe my lower back.
Yeah.
But like, I can't prove it. I don't care enough. I'm like kind of like anti-lawsuit unless you are really hurt.
Yeah.
I did go to the emergency room and the guy and my, you know, station at the time paid for those.
Good.
Okay. Yeah, I was gonna ask, even like,
I mean, I was good with
anything.
That. It's like unless I like really gotta do something, like
I don't work or something. Damn. I mean I'd
I know. Yeah, well, yeah, they did tell me, they're like, you don't have to come in for the rest of the 2 days that you're here. I'm like, oh no, I'm coming in. Like,
yeah, no.
Is it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm coming in. This is That's all I got left out here.
That's so media. You don't have to come in the rest of the 2 days. I mean, we're not going to pay you, but like, you can just not even come in anymore, man. Like,
no, they were good. My bosses down there were good. I'm real blessed. I got good bosses, but I'll tell you, WBIL is my favorite place to work.
Yay!
It really is. I no shade to anybody else. It's just that they really let me be me. I get fun stories. I get serious stories, and. Yeah. I'm real blessed.
Heck so. Yeah.
And she said that off the recording too. So I believe her. I actually believe her when you said that.
Yes.
We just got to get you a better title. I'm going to work on that. I'm going to work on.
I'm so thankful that we met you, and I hope we can just have like a friendship now that you're there. If anything's going on, and like have you on about things, and
I would love to. Anytime you guys holler at me, I'll come on and talk with you.
I think you are fucking incredible. Yeah, I cannot believe the way you handled that situation. And then just the way and like everything that happened for you after the fact, I just think that's insane. That is so freaking cool. Yeah.
Oh, Celia wants us to know that her husband is a PSU and partied at Penn State, so she's also
love that. And she's an Eagles fan. Go Birds.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you how you're feeling about the Super Bowl.
Ravens are my AFC team. I root for an all bird Super Bowl.
All right, that's fair. Yeah. That's fair.
I'll be happy either way who wins, you know, if Ravens or the Eagles. So. Yeah.
Don't worry. Yeah. You're fun. You're more fun than I thought you were. I mean, I knew you were going to be fun, but you're a lot of fun. You got to come back on.
Yeah, and this is low energy. You catch me in the afternoon when I'm really
I know. Tori just woke up. We're about to go to bed, and Tori just woke up. So thank you for making time. It's funny because I text Tori. She's like, I can hop on anytime. I text Tori. And like at noon, she got back to me. She's like, sorry, I just woke up. I'm like, hey, this is. We're going to have a conflict, I think, with scheduling this whole thing.
Yeah.
So, it's daylight savings time.
Girl. I know.
On that, because that really, oh.
Yeah.
That like hurt.
It's wild out here.
All right, there goes Tori. Tori, thank you so much for making time to do this.
Thank you so much, Tori.
Thank you. Yeah, it was fun. All thanks right. for doing it.
Talk to you later. See
Bye.
Ya.
Bye.
We'll put Tori's handle and everything too in the notes. She's fun. I like her.
That is like one of the most incredible things wild. I've ever seen in my life. She got right back up.
She sure did.
And still stayed working.
Can you imagine you? Like, can you imagine us? Imagine us in that situation. We'd be like, oh my God.
Well,
oh
that's,
my God.
Well, dude, that's what you think. Like, that's how you think it's going to go. But also at the same time, because she was working and the camera was on her, I feel like sometimes your body, without you even knowing it, naturally goes into this mode. It was like she was trying to be in control of the situation and for everybody else, you know?
Yeah.
Because it obviously way, 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 way different, but it reminded me of like when I had to take Garage Boy to the ER. And I thought I was going to be a fucking hysterical mess. Yeah. And when I saw that something was wrong and he was freaking the fuck out, it was almost like unnaturally, like this weird robotic thing came over me, and I was like, let's get in the car, let's get your stuff. Like, it was like I wasn't even in control of myself. I was like step one, step two, step three. And I felt like because she was on camera and she was doing her job, she was like, she gets up and she's like, so we are still here.
With the water thing behind me. Here you go, watch it one more time. There you go, hang on.
We see this, water main breaks.
Oh my gosh. I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay. I just
still doing her job. She's telling them what's happening to her.
We're all good. I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's live TV for you. It's all good. I actually got hit by a car in college.
She's still on. She's still on. She's literally reporting. She's still on.
She's fun, man.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
I love that she's here. I think that's so freaking cool.
I know. Anything else we want to talk about today? I didn't expect that to go 30 minutes.
Not really. I think it's Tori's day.
But everybody, Charlotte's here. By the way, I just want to point that out. She is here. She's over here. I just want to point that out. She did not. I know. Hey, Charlotte.
Hi, Charlotte.
Do you want to hop on just for a second? Just say hey.
Yeah.
I know things are weird around here right now, so I just want to make sure y'all know she's still here. you know what I mean? Hey, Charlotte.
Hold up.
We just need to do a roll call real quick.
I'm hopping in.
Because Charlotte's here. So that's cool. Everybody good on YouTube? Just want to make sure everybody's well. This week's just weird, man. We're just weird. I don't feel good and just... yeah, so... Oh, there's Charlotte.
Hi, guys.
Charlotte's here.
There she is.
Hard at work or hardly working.
We're just getting things done over here. It was just a weird day behind the scenes of the show. And okay, anyway, anything you want to talk about Charlotte particularly?
I want to talk about how you didn't like the Rebecca Black song I sent you, and I'm still sad about it.
Okay, let's talk about this. Actually, we'll do this really quick. Is there anybody, we have to do this on YouTube because we need like interaction with this. Is there anybody on YouTube that knew that Rebecca Black had a song other than the Friday song? Because Charlotte wants to argue that everyone knows that that Rebecca Black has a discography, and that no one knows that. So Rebecca Black, Jess, how do we know Rebecca Black? Most of us.
Friday for 2011, I believe.
Yeah. It's Friday.
I didn't say everyone knows, but the gays know.
So the only the gays? It's
kinda.
A gay exclusive? Is she gay?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Did you not hear the lyrics in the song I sent you? It was like, girl, you moved on.
No, I didn't pay attention to the lyrics.
It was literally like how the song starts.
I don't remember them, but I knew she had other. Okay.
Thank you, Felicia.
The second song I knew was My Jeans. But then, yeah, she came out with more songs. Okay, wait. So maybe I'm the only person who didn't know. Charlotte was trying to argue the other day on the air that people knew that Rebecca Black had other songs. And Jess and I were trying to argue that no one actually knew that.
I wasn't part of that argument. Don't put me in the way.
Yeah, yes, you were. No, we were trying to argue.
Jess was neutral.
I literally was not. You've been doing that a lot lately.
And I'm like,
when it should be I, you say we, and we are not the we in that we.
You think that people know that. You even said that you don't know any other Rebecca Black songs.
Here's the difference. Like, one thing about me is, if there's something I don't know about, I'm not. That's not true, you liar. That doesn't exist. That's not me. I was like, oh, really? No, wait, what song? So that was my take on it. That's how I choose to respond to things I don't know about. Thank you.
It's so fascinating because I feel like you know so much pop culture, Kramer, sometimes, and then you just have these like wild like blind spots
where you're like, that's not true.
Yeah. I don't know anything about
like
Rebecca
you're
Black.
Very hip.
Yeah, and then I'm not.
Like,
there's there's like some things I just have no idea, and like Rebecca Black, and then every Adam Sandler movie I have no idea about.
But then you'll
everything
like
else,
shock me because you'll be like, what's that Sky Ferreira single from 2013? I'm like, what do you know about Sky Ferreira?
I'm going to tell you the truth of why this is. I'm going to tell you why I have a very vast knowledge of some things. It's if my ex-wife was interested in it. Yeah. If my ex-wife had a knowledge in it, I typically picked it up. If it was pop culture,
yeah,
I obviously stayed up with it, or it was some deep cut my ex-wife knew about, I probably knew about it, but other than that, I know
there's a lot of information in my brain that's because of Garage Boy that literally would not be there without him. There's a lot of random things I know about now.
If your partner has some kind of weird
or just no, like whatever interest they have, really.
Like, think about like Garage Boys. You know how he has like all those like health things that he does?
Yeah.
That you probably would know nothing about.
No.
Unless he knew about
I would be
them.
Dead now today. He is the reason I'm alive. And you know? That's true.
Like think of all the things he makes
I would
you
be
eat,
dead.
Drink, and like you wouldn't know anything
about. He could
about
be poisoning me. The man literally is like, here, have this. And I don't even look at it. I'm like, okay.
That could be a good topic for the radio.
Pills, like, drinks, whatever the fuck he gives me, I take it.
Like, what do you have? What did you know nothing about before you met your partner?
I like that.
You know what I mean? Like,
vitamins, some things that, like, I apple know. Cider vinegar.
Or even exes. Like, it's
garlic.
Such an interesting thing how, like, someone won't be relevant to your life anymore, but you're like, well, I got that, like, knowledge about, you know, this
whatever.
Niche band.
Dude, I know so much about
whatever.
Makeup. I know so much about makeup.
Because she really popped off.
Yeah, my ex-wife.
She really did her big one.
She knew so much. She was a beauty blogger for a while. And so I knew so much about. There's always, you know, I come home and there was like a massive amount of makeup at our house every single day. Like samples come into the house. And like, so I learned about makeup and like just through osmosis of just being around it and watching her videos and everything else. Like, do I know about makeup?
Can we do your makeup sometime?
Sure, why not?
Can we do a drag transformation?
Yeah, sure, why not? Sure, we got nothing else.
You add one bisexual producer to the show. And some.
We're Stone. We're Stone, bring him back. All right. Yeah, it's a fun show. Thanks for being here today, everybody.
And we'll include Tori stuff in all the podcast stuff.
Go in the notes. Her, if you're watching though, her Instagram is just her name. I think it's just at Tori Yorgi. So go follow her. She's fun. And follow us too, Jessica. Where do we find you?
Just do it. JESSDUIT.
Charlotte, who is still very much here.
It is me. I am at PTSD Diva.
And I'm That Guy Kramer. Podcast is called That Guy. It's called Certified Mama's Boy. Thank you. And, we're going to see you when we see you, everybody. We're going to see you when you see you. So have a great week. And hopefully back next week. All right. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.